Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to address our Kansas dairy farmers concerning the season of giving. It's been a pretty difficult year as a dairy industry. We've struggled with economics, and then we struggled with COVID, and there's been lots of challenges. But we actually have a lot to be thankful for. And as dairymen, one of the things that should be close to the top of our list would be our employees. It's still important that you show appreciation to your employees at this time of year and also their families. So how are you going to do that? Rather than a group celebration, maybe we should consider a gift card to a local restaurant or maybe even the grocery store for each of the families involved in our operation. Now, rather than just getting a generic gift card, maybe one of the things you ought to think about is actually go to that local business and work with the manager or the owner of that business. In our dairy industry, we often recognize that for every dollar we generate on the dairy, it circulates in our local community about 7 times. This might be an opportunity for us to help our local businesses understand just how that actually works by doing something this way. If you do it this way, you've created a tie between your dairy and a local business. You've also provided a gift card or some sort of certificate that will be used at that business, and that money will continue to then circulate within your community. You know, this also works at the hardware store or the farm supply store, or maybe even a local gas station. So this year, as you consider gifts for your employees, think about how you might involve local businesses directly in your holiday giving. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.